Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, here with your host, moderator, and guest rabbinical teacher, Bishop Larry Gators. You can call us in right now at 1-929-477-3997. Again, that's 1-929-477-3997. Now, for those of you living within the continental United States of America or beyond, this great nation, you can call again. That's 1-929-477-3997. Now, if you live within the United States or within Canada, all you have to do is dial 929-477-3997. All right, we are excited for another week. This is the very first Global Spiritual Revolution Radio broadcast for this brand new year of 2016. Amen. And we have back with us, amen, the Honorable Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre. Praise God, he is the senior pastor and the senior major prophet there of the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry in West Palm Beach, Florida. We've been having him on for the past few months, and we are continuing this global apostolic prophetical overview that we started, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And this tonight is part four of the global prophetic overview given by the man of God as he speaks under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Again, that's 929-477-3997. We are waiting for the man of God to come on the air with us. And while he is preparing to come on the air, amen, I want to also announce to our Global Spiritual Revolution partners, amen, that also every Wednesday and Friday night here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, we will also have all the way from London, England, Pastor Pedro Okoro. He is the senior pastor, amen, and the senior prophet of a very powerful ministry there in Wallington, United Kingdom, entitled The New Covenant Church. So tonight we will have Pastor Jefferson Key Pierre, and he will be with us every Tuesday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. And we will also have with us Pastor Pedro Okoro every Wednesday and Friday night, amen, beginning tomorrow night here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, including every Friday as well, 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we are excited, and while we wait on the man of God, I want to also announce, amen, that this coming February the 22nd to April the 1st, Pastor Jefferson Key Pierre will also host, along with his church, the Sons of God Arise Prophetical Empowerment Conference. Again, that's the Sons of God Arise, 40 Days of Prophetical Empowerment for Leaders and Saints Conference. That's from February the 22nd to April the 1st of 2016 there at his powerful church, the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry at 2140 Scott Avenue, West Palm Beach, Florida. And yours truly, God willing, I will be there from March the 14th to March the 20th. as the guest speaker at that conference. All right. Now, before, as we're preparing for the man of God to come on the air, amen, let's go into the power of prayer. And I want to wish all of you, amen, happy holidays, post-holidays, and a very blessed new year. We here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio are going on our 8th year of propagating and teaching the eternal gospel that Jesus Christ preached. And so we are ever so thankful, and we are so eternally blessed that without you, the Global Spiritual Revolution partners and rabbinical students all over the world, praise God, we would not be who we are without your prayers and your support. And we love you in Jesus' mighty name, and we just thank God for you being here with us again. Amen. And Prophet, are you on the line with us, sir?
Yes, I am here, Bishop.
All right. We are so honored to have you, man of God. Can you lead us into the power of prayer before we get into part four of the global prophetic overview, sir, in Jesus' name?
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Father.
Father, even now,
yeah,
we give you glory and honor, O God. We thank you, Father, for by your grace and your mighty
yeah
name, O God, you have crossed us over into a new year, O God. And I
thank
know
you,
that you will protect us, O God.
Yeah.
I know that you will lead us, O God. And I know that you will excel, Father God, your glory. Your fire, Father God, will be ignited in our soul, O God. And
yeah,
I know your word will prevail in our life.
Thank you, Father.
Father, establish your kingdom in the heart
yeah
of each and every listener, Father God, that are right now present.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray for them, O God. I pray that their life may be covered, their life
yeah
may be transformed, and their mind may be renewed, O God.
Thank
by
you,
your
Jesus
spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father,
yeah,
let your will be done tonight.
Whew.
Let us not speak, but you speak, O God.
You speak, Lord.
As you mm unfold, Father God, the mystery of Father God of your kingdom
yeah
unto us. And enlighten our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, O God,
yeah,
to know what you are saying, O God, by your spirit who lives in us. Father, I pray, bless
yeah
every ear that is about to hear your word, and
thank
bless
you,
every
Jesus
soul that will receive your word. In
yeah
Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Prophet of God, we are honored of the Lord to have you, amen, in this brand new year, 2016, only here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Amen. And before we get into the Global Prophetical Overview Part 4, man of God, can we just present some questions to you from our listening audience from last week for those who did not have the opportunity, amen, to send their questions, because we've had so many questions, amen, that came at a rapid pace, and I had promised some of our Global Revolution partners, amen, to present these questions to you. I'm excited. Oh, my God.
Amen,
this 2016 year, we know that you have a word from the Lord. Well, one of the first questions from our Global Revolution audience from last week, and his name is Yosef, amen. He's a pastor there in the capital city of Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the Middle East. Praise God. He is a pastor there, and his question is from last night, and thank you, Pastor Yosef, for even listening again here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. His question is, what is a seducing spirit? Very good question, Pastor Yosef. What is a seducing spirit? His church has been, he's been teaching a series on exposing seducing spirits in the church out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. What is a seducing spirit, Prophet of God?
Amen, amen, amen. As we can take that same scripture,
yeah,
the Bible says that in the last day,
yeah,
many shall depart from their faith and give themselves to seducing spirits. So a seducing spirit is a familiar spirit that
right
looks like, you know, who can talk to you sweet, like, okay, let's say, okay. yeah. When we look at the politician, the same method they use, the promise that they made, they appear good. They have good words, like Jezebel.
Yeah.
When we look at Jezebel, who operates under a familiar spirit, a very strong spirit, which even become a principality.
Yes.
When you understand how she maneuvered herself among the people of the house, she deceived the people. It not just deceived them by strong words. It deceived them. It caused them to believe in a lie. So a seducing spirit is a lying spirit.
Yes.
Who just speaking things that sound good in your ear, but that
Come
are obscene to the things of God. So as we see that, Paul says that many shall depart from their faith and give themselves unto adhere to seducing spirits of devil. It says having a form of godliness, but not the power. They don't mind to say the name Jesus. So now, somebody who operated under a seducing spirit, under a familiar spirit, do have a problem to talk about God. Do have a problem to acknowledge God as the only true God.
Yes.
But when it comes to demonstration of the power of God, to deep things of God, they have a problem because the way they operate is different from God. You can see there is a mixture, like you can see in some churches, they don't have no problem, you know, praying, but when it comes to the prophetic, they get offended. But they will talk about miracles, they will talk about what God is going to do, but never what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a seducing spirit always talking about what could happen, what should happen, and what will happen, but never talks about what is happening. So it keeps you busy wondering in the past and the hope of the future, but never seeing what God is doing. Like we can see some people who operate in a seducing spirit, they're always giving you a new word from the Lord.
Yes, that's good.
Something new.
Yes.
Every day they keep you busy expecting something that is never going to happen.
That's right.
So a seducing spirit is a crooked spirit. It is a spirit of a serpent. So this spirit, when we see in the Garden of Eden, when the serpent came to Eve, it came to deceive her, not by force, not by power, but by sweet lies, sweet words. So you will know somebody. That's what the Bible says now. We shall test every spirit, whether they are of God or not. Not because somebody is speaking well or is very articulate when it comes to grammar, when it comes to theology, does it mean that they are a man of God?
Right.
You understand. So now we a seducing spirit, like when Apostle Paul is speaking of seducing spirit, he was not talking about spirit of sexuality and all these things.
Right.
He's talking about
people
that will come to deceive the body of Christ. Many shall depart from their faith. So now the faith of Jesus Christ is so as we know faith in the book of Hebrews, it talks about faith. It says faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the power of unseen reality, which you have called into manifestation. But a seducing spirit does not push faith.
That's right.
It does not push faith. It makes you feel comfortable. Let me just put that. It does not just talk about faith, making you believe on what God says. It makes you know, if you do this, God will do this. If you live like this, God will do this. Like we see many preachers, one of the major preachers, I'm not even going to say his name, but when he talks about this year going to be the first things, and this is what God is going to do, don't worry about your sin. God is a forgiving God. He will always forgive you. Don't worry about your sin. You don't have to pray for God to bless you. God will bless you. You don't have to fast. Nothing will happen. A seducing spirit can
teach
hypocrisy, makes you become comfortable in your ways for the judgment of God to come upon you swiftly. A seducing spirit, somebody who operates under a seducing spirit, does not want to preach the gospel of God. They always preach hope. They're always talking about hope. They give you hope in the things, but never give you what God is giving you for your soul to be saved. They only base upon the things of the natural, never tell you that there is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to escape. You understand? Somebody on the seducing spirit always wants people to remain at the church. Don't want to offend anybody because they don't want nobody to leave their presence. Always want to look right, to look good,
right,
and to appear good in front of people. Like the Pharisees. The Pharisees, they operated on a seducing spirit. That's why
Jesus
called them hypocrites. It says, you speak good words with your mouth, but in your heart, there is mischief in your heart. There is hatred. So if somebody who operates on the seducing spirit, they will never really tell you how they feel.
Come on now.
It's a looking good spirit. It's a spirit that you know, yeah, you just want to feel good. They know how to grab somebody. They know how to exalt somebody just because they need you and their company. They will exalt you on high. When you see the way that many men have fallen in the Bible, you understand that Jezebel did not only kill people most of the time, but he used people to turn them into murderers. So she operated, and your eyes, when people hear about Jezebel, they say, whoa, this woman, you know, was a dangerous woman. But no, she was very smart. She never get her head entangled in anything because she was a queen. She always wants to look good in front of the people.
Yes.
She will exalt somebody just to make you believe in her so much that you become blinded. You become blinded by what she's really doing, and she was able to control you in that manner. So now, So when we are looking for seducing spirit, we should not only look on the prostitute, on those who come to deceive us, just like, they come, you know, we already see them, because this spirit of perversion is a different thing. This is what we call, you know, pervert spirit, who come to expose somebody because they want for you to fall into trap. But somebody with seducing spirit can dress like a man of God, like a woman of God. Like a man of God and a woman of God, but only to get you into their bedroom so they can show you their true color. They don't mind to praise you for a moment long as they're going to get what they want. So a seducing spirit is a manipulating spirit. If they want to kill you, they will not just come and kill you. But first, it looks like they are with you. They are exalting you. And then when you put all your trust in them now, then they begin to kill you slowly by slowly.
That's right.
You understand? A seducing spirit is a spirit that goes undercover. Like the Bible speaks that the women in the book of Acts, when she saw Paul and Silas, she said, "These are the men of God which come to tell us good news from God." So she was doing that. The Spirit caused her to do that so she can have a cover up. So as long as I'm talking about God, you will have really time to discern me, really. You will think maybe I'm of God, maybe I just love God. But while I'm carrying on my assignment on the side, on the cover. You understand? But the Bible says for 3 days she did that. Which means for 3 days she was able to seduce Apostle Paul and Silas through his word. Until the Holy Ghost comes and expose that spirit. The best way to recognize a seducing spirit, you need to have the discernment of the Spirit of God. To able to judge between the lies. You understand? To judge between the lies, because a seducing spirit knows you are of God already. And is willing to tell you what you already know. In order for you to say, that's why somebody say, oh, wow. Or somebody say, okay, this man is powerful. This man is mighty. Oh, man of God, I can see the Spirit of God in you. And most of the time we say, okay, because they can see the anointing in us, the grace on us, they say, okay, they have to be of God. No, the enemy also see too. seducing spirit. See who you are. Yes. They are detective spirits. They are able to detect you before you can detect them.
Yes.
And when they come approach you, they don't want to stay far from you. They want to stay close to you because the closer the seducing spirit, the person with the seducing spirit is to you, is the harder it gets for you to detect them.
Oh, that's good.
That's why it says, many shall give up their faith.
Yes.
And get under the seducing spirit, doctrines of devil. It says,
yes.
Having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof.
Yeah.
They look like the real deal, but they are not the real deal.
Come on, prophet. That's it.
So this is a seducing spirit. A seducing spirit is a spirit that is moving throughout the body of Christ every day. A seducing spirit stay within the church of God. As a matter of fact, his assignment is to stay in the church to create confusion little by little. So most of the churches that are going down nowadays is because there is somebody with a seducing spirit who is seducing the men of God every day. How? And not to seduce and to bed, but to cause the men of God to make decisions that are not godly. He can come to you and say, men of God, the way this sister is doing, I don't think things should be done like that. It comes as a suggestion, but really make you feel like she's or he is in the good interest of the body of Christ. When really, the spirit is carrying on the assignment that they have come to do. We men and women of God, we should be very alert to when it come up to select the people that are in our entourage.
Yes.
Because many people want to come close to you, not because they love you, but because they are possessed with a seducing spirit. They want to come, and at the moment you begin to listen to them, their words, like the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, when it talks about the strange woman, it says, the words of her mouth are sweet like honey. When it was talking about the strange woman, she stands by the wayside waiting to see the men in whom she attacked was men of integrity, men who were married, and she will give you sweet words just to get you in deception. So the word of a seducing somebody with a seducing spirit, they know how to bribe you. It's a bribery spirit.
Yes, sir.
Willing to tell you you are men of God, or you are full of grace, or God loves you.
Or
you don't know how God loves you, don't worry. They are giving you words that will take you up on your feet.
Yes.
Just for them to gain your trust to begin to manipulate your life. So a seducing spirit is a manipulative spirit. It's a controlling spirit. And it's also that spirit can cause you to do things that are not godly.
Yes, sir.
So he manipulates you, not through strong word, but through sweet word.
Sweet word. Oh, man, that's good prophet.
It deceives you. It deceives you and causes you to leave the ways of truth. Like Paul had not seen through the Spirit of God that the Romans have been possessed with the spirit of divination.
That's right.
They would have continued to let her speak.
Yes.
For them. I'm sorry. And what God would have wanted them to do would have not been able to do, because now in the company would have somebody with a familiar spirit.
So a familiar spirit
is not working out there in the world. It's working within the church. Like Jezebel, when he wanted to kill Naboth, he says, prepare a fast. Tell everybody to fast.
Yes.
He said, and put Naboth in a high seat.
That's right.
Exalt Naboth.
Come on.
And he says, when you put him there.
Yes.
And get some false witnesses and rise against him.
Yes.
And then you will have a reason to kill him. So the seducing spirit will just come by killing you. But they seduce you first. After seducing you. You know, And then when you get seduced, then you get deceived. And after you get deceived, then you get condemned. After condemnation, then you know that's when the real deal comes. You see, if Naboth had never went through that fast, did not allow the elders to put him in a high seat, he would have never get killed.
That's
because
right.
The plan of Jezebel was to do the fast there, act like we are praying God, declare fast, act like you are praying God, but
mm-hmm.
the assignment was to kill somebody.
Yes, sir.
Not to
yes,
seek
sir.
God, but it was to kill somebody, but it was a seducing spirit.
Yes.
But the prophet is working within the body of Christ. They
yes.
stay next to you. Like when you see Judas was operating under a seducing spirit.
That's right. That is
was
right.
Was not care to be standing with the apostles just to buy enough time to be the one betraying the Christ.
Mm.
Because before the seducing spirit can carry the whole assignment, they want to know every details about you. They want to know your strength and your
yes.
weaknesses. They want to study you first.
Yes. So
when you see, you know, men of God begin to carry and they care so much for the members and they are not telling them the truth.
Yes.
They are not keeping the dust of Christ. It's because they have been deceived already.
Yes, sir.
They are now operating under a seducing spirit, which is doctrine of the devil.
Yes.
You understand?
And
when the devil came to Eve, he says, had God really said, he came to seduce Eve.
Yes.
Seduce, deceive, and betray.
Yes.
This is the three things that the seducing spirit does. He seduce you, he deceive you, and betray you.
Oh, man,
it's
that's
three
powerful.
Things. It's three
that's
things the
powerful.
Seducing spirit does. And this spirit is working in the body of Christ.
I'm
and
telling
that's
you,
why
Pop, this
all
is
as
heavy.
Leaders and pastors, we should be very alert.
Very alert. That's right.
You
oh
know, that's one of the reasons, men of God, I don't receive bribery from people. When people come to bribe me, I always say, to God be the glory. When I say to God be the glory, whatever thing you can give up to me,
that's
I
it,
give it to God, and God will give me grace to see
Hallelujah. Yes.
For what your assignment. So some men of God, when they call you, oh, yes, you are a great man of God, they say, oh, hallelujah, I give, you
mm-hmm.
know, I take you. You tell them, take you, that means you receive the glory. When you
right.
receive the glory, you stop God from blessing you because the Bible says, my glory I shall share with no man. So
no
the Holy Spirit calls you to give me glory that
Thank
belongs
you,
to God.
Yes.
Because at the moment you get glory that belongs to God, the flow of God stops for that second.
That's
and whatever
right.
they want to do, they do that. So whenever if anybody comes to begin to speak good things about you, always directing the glory to God. Say
yes.
glory be to God because to him alone
there you go.
Belong the glory and honor. At the moment you do that, whatever they're giving to you, you direct it to God. God will give you grace to see their
That's
heart,
right.
what their assignment is.
That's good.
I hope I answered
Man,
the question.
That is powerful. I'm telling you something. We have a major prophet all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, my God. Man of God, you have
glory,
elevated
glory.
Us. We give God
Father,
the glory.
Amen.
I'm telling you. 929-477-3997 for those of you living outside the United States and outside of Canada. That's 1-929-477-3997. We have a caller, a man, and also he sent us a text to our dashboard here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. His name is Alan. He is a young prophet. He goes to the Lion of Judah School of the Prophets in Atlanta. Interesting. The Lion of Judah School of the Prophets, amen. And his question for you, man of God, what is the difference between a major prophet versus a minor prophet? Very good question, Alan. Alan is a first-time caller. He's also a brand new Revolution partner. Difference between major and minor prophets.
This is what I want to say, Doc.
Yes.
You know, all prophets are prophets. You understand? But
yes.
only prophet giving assignment. And the Bible never states major and minor prophet. Glory to God. It is not in the Bible where it says, okay, this one was a major prophet, but this one was a minor prophet. But we find
That's
prophet
good.
To the nations.
That's right.
We find prophets of the nation like Jeremiah, like Isaiah.
Yeah.
Like Elijah, Elisha. We find Moses. And they were given charge to the nation.
Yes, sir.
So it depends on the assignment that God gives you determine what type of prophet you are.
Mm.
You understand? But all prophets are prophets of God.
Yes, sir.
We
That's
are
good.
All prophets of the Most High God because the word prophet means mouthpiece.
Uh-huh.
So there is no major mouthpiece. There is no minor mouthpiece. All mouthpiece
ahead,
are mouthpiece.
I like that.
So,
yeah.
You know, so now when you begin to speak for God, so certain times God will call you to be a prophet to a city. Sometimes he may call you to be a prophet to a state. Sometimes he may call you to be a prophet to a certain people, to a certain kinds of nation. Sometimes if he call you to be a global prophet, now he give you a global grace to
there
be able to touch things throughout the world. But all prophets are prophets because, you know, as you see, as God gives you grace to be prophet to the nation, like you see Jeremiah, he said, I've made you a prophet to the nation. And
that's
everything that was concerning the nation of Israel, he was able to tell them.
Yes, sir.
So they may repent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he was in charge of the things that concern the nation.
Come on.
So now, as Jeremiah was living as a prophet in his town, he was not the only prophet. There
That's
was
right.
all the prophets in the land.
Mm.
As we saw in the book of 2 Kings, we see Elijah cry unto God and say, God, Jezebel have killed all the prophets. I'm the only one left. God said, no, you are not the only one. There are 7,000 more prophets.
Come on now.
That has now bowed down to Jezebel. Yes, I understand. You are the head. I'm using you now for the nation, but there are 7 other prophets that has not bowed to Jezebel. So now, this prophet, they may have not been prophet to the nations of Israel.
Mm.
Now, Elijah was the prophet to the nation of Israel at that time. But the other prophet was still there, operating as prophet. When we see Samuel, he said unto Saul, and when you go, you shall meet companies of prophets, and you shall prophesy among them.
Mm.
You understand? It's the assignment, it's the grace. Whatever God calls you, he gives you grace to do. But there is something now about the prophetic. It can be increased.
Uh-huh.
So now God can call you as a regular prophet. But as you begin to seek him for more, you begin to expand your territory.
Mm, that's good.
You understand? So this is how it comes to be. When you see Elijah, and he's talking about when he was going to Gilead, and the sons of the prophet there came to him. When he was going to Jericho, the sons of the prophet there came to him. Came to Elisha and saying, know that God will take the master. And there were also prophets who also could hear from God, who also could see vision.
Mm.
There were also prophets. But whom God has given charge of all these prophets was Elijah. And Elisha was to step in his shoes as the prophet to the nation, glory to God, which will be set up to those when the enemy is attacking the nation. Like when God began to give us vision, the reason why we will know what type of prophet we are, if we begin to see that prophetic grace begin to exceed out of the state, and we begin to see things that are happening out of our comfort zone, we know God has called us to the nations.
That's
understand?
A good prophet.
So you can see that some prophets can only prophesy things locally.
Okay.
They only prophesy things locally. So they are only prophets, but the assignment had to do with this. You can see prophets who can only prophesy in the life of people.
Yes, sir.
But some major thing may happen and they don't have no idea about it. That doesn't mean they are not prophets. But their office, their assignment is just to do what they are doing.
Okay.
You understand?
That's good.
But all prophets are prophets. They are no major, no minor prophet, you know.
That is so beautiful.
People say, okay, we are major prophet, what they really mean, okay, this is a prophet to the nation.
Yes. Okay.
But all prophets are prophets. When you see Jesus talks about, he talks about, so many people consider Jonah a minor prophet. And
right.
Jesus said, there shall be no sign given unto you. It shall be only the sign of Jonah, the prophet.
That's good.
The same way Jesus called him Jonah the prophet. He never said Jonah the minor prophet. Well, Jonah the prophet. No.
Oh, that's good.
When you
prophet.
Look
I
at
like
the
that.
Story of Jonah, is
yes.
he has been given grace to only prophesy only to one nation, the
yes.
nation of Nineveh. That
oh,
was
man,
it.
That's good.
And all that makes him a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
All that, only this prophecy makes him a prophet. Jesus
yes.
is only the sign of the prophet Jonah. The same way he has been swallowed by the fish for 3 days, so shall the Son of Man be buried in the belly of the earth for 3 days. And Jesus called him a prophet. But
oh,
never
good.
Minor.
Never minor.
So there is, you know, never minor.
Wow.
A prophet remains a prophet because God sees prophet the same way, though he gives you grace. So now, he sees them the same way, but he may not deal with them the same way.
Uh-huh.
There are certain messages which God will give. He will not give it to a prophet that he has given grace just for a specific ministry. So there are prophets who are assigned only to a church. You cannot
yes.
have your own church. You are assigned to serve in a church as the prophet of this church. And whatever
teacher.
Is happening in that church, to anybody in that church, God will open your eyes and speak to you.
Yes.
So you can
yes,
speak
sir.
To them.
Oh, that's good.
You understand? There are
yes.
other prophets that God assigned to many church.
Yes.
But there are prophets that God assigned to the nations. So as something major is about to happen, God
yes.
opened their eyes and they begin to see and they begin to warn the nation about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Then you know these are prophets of the nation that are
oh,
giving
good.
Them that grace for the nations.
Oof,
but
man,
as
man.
You don't say because I can only prophesy in my church. You know, only when somebody asks me for prayer, I cannot see everything that's happening. I'm not a prophet. No, you know,
right.
keep whatever God give you as an
yeah.
assignment. Keep on doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep on
I'm telling
doing
you,
it. Keep
powerful.
On doing it. Keep on doing it.
Keep on doing it. That's powerful.
This is how you increase.
Yes.
But you are still a prophet. You are not a small prophet.
Listen
you are not
to
a big prophet. You are a prophet of God.
And prophet, I got to say, that's powerful.
Yes.
You know, because that's the very first time in 35 years of full-time ministry that the Lord has explain this major minor, because you know you're so right. Jesus Christ, in our remaining minutes here, never differentiated between major and minor. It was just us, you know. And to our callers, I thank you, Amen. Prophet Allen, he is a student there at the Lion of the Tribe of Judah School of the Prophets. Amen. Matter of fact. The entire school of the prophets there in Atlanta, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Schools of the Prophets, is listening, amen, to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Thank
Glory
you so much.
God.
Amen. Glory,
Glory
God.
To
we
God.
Got a company.
As they are learning
Go ahead,
the things of God, one thing I would
yes.
like to say to them, as
yes.
Apostle Paul says, because this man that I'm talking right now is a young man. I'm seeing between
yes.
the age of 25 going to 28 something.
That's right.
Between that age, I'm seeing.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord says that do not be intimidated by nobody.
That's
says,
right.
As Apostle Paul said to Timothy, let no one despise thy youth. He said, let no one despise your youth. Because many times you will speak to elderly people, they look at your face and they laugh at you. He says, do not
Thank
be discouraged.
Lord.
Do not be dismayed.
Do not
he
be
He says, do not let your age be interrupted with what I have said.
Oh, that's powerful.
That's what the Lord is saying, because the reason why you ask this question, not because, it's because many people calling you young prophet. Young
yes.
prophet. And they, you,
yes.
young prophet. That's what they are calling young prophet, young prophet. The Lord
yes.
says that all my prophets are prophets, and you are also one of my prophets. Do not let no one despise your youth.
Yes.
Well,
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Prophet of God, I'm telling you, we have gone to a new dimension and to all of our other callers, amen. We will get to you on next week. The prophet of God will be with us every Tuesday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. as we continue. amen, this global prophetical overview of part four. And we shall have the man of God back next Tuesday, the 12th of January. Amen. If his schedule will allow it, because we are hungry for this new prophetical move that God is sending to the earth. Thank you for teaching me, Prophet of God. Definitely between
the
differences
Father,
between major and minor prophets. We give God the glory. Amen. And thank you, Pastor Yosef, all the way from Uzbekistan, for joining Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Pastor Ted from Fort Worth, Texas, we'll get to you next week. His question is, what is the meaning of the five smooth stones that David picked up? We'll get to your question next week, Pastor Ted. Amen. He is the pastor of the First Baptist Church there in Fort Worth, Texas. Also, we have Sam on the line. We'll get his question for you next week, man of God. What is the Illuminati? Very good question. What is the Illuminati? And he has a second part question to that. Does Jesus Christ prophesy about the new world order? Amen. And Prophet, thank you for being with us this week.
Amen,
I'm
amen.
Telling you. And to all of our callers, we had,
amen.
We got listeners from 110 nations tonight. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for over 217 text messages. We can't get to all your questions, but the man of God will be back with us next week on the 12th
amen,
of
amen,
January 2016.
Amen. Amen.
Five. Of
amen.
Global,
Bishop,
with your permission,
I would like to remind everybody and the remaining 4 minutes we have here, you know, of the 40 days, that 40 days, you know, if you want to learn more, you know, Atlanta,
right.
Georgia, Texas, is not that
Hallelujah.
Far. You know, you can go to our page and see how you can contact us, see how you can make it to that 40 days. That 40 days will start on February 22nd to April
right.
the 1st. Glory to God. That 40 days, many truth will be told unto you. Many mystery will be unfold unto you. And many things will be done. You know, just go to my Facebook page, which is Jefferson T. Pierre Prophet.
Yes.
You know, just
thank
go
you,
on there to Jefferson T. Pierre Prophet. You will be able to get more information. And also, Bishop, with your permission, if anyone also would like to support these 40 days as well. However you can support it, you know, because, you know, a 40 days is not only 40 hours, it's not 40 minutes.
That's right.
It's 40 days. If you would like to be a blessing to this 40 days conference, please, you can contact me. You know, I don't know, man of God, should I give the number that they can contact with your permission?
Go right ahead, man of God. Yes, sir.
Glory be to God. If you have a pen and paper, you can write this number down. You can contact us at 786-603-0554. Again, the
Amen.
Number is 786-603-0554. Learn how you can be a blessing to that 40 days.
Yes.
Learn how you can join and how you will be able to participate as well to that 40 days. Because that 40 days, I'm seeing people, men of God,
thank
talking
you, Lord.
About it all the way in, you know, and all over the state, people are saying they are ready, they are making a trip. You know, if you want to be part, you know, even if you cannot make it, but if you can support anyhow, you can support the
That's
ministry.
Right.
Just go ahead and call this number. Call me, please. Just call me, you know.
Calling.
Every Tuesday I will be here, and every Tuesday I will be talking about
Hallelujah.
It. We have a lot of things that we are doing for the kingdom of God, because 30 minutes only on the radio will not be enough. It's
we'll
time
be
for
not
you
in.
To come and spend hours listening to the word of God that will enlighten.
Thank
the bishop
you, Father.
Will also be here from New York. And the
yes,
bishop
sir.
Will also be here, you know, it will be here from the 14th, I believe, until the end of the 40 days. He will still
thank
be
you,
with
Jesus.
Me here. Glory to God. So many men of God will be here. I have men of God coming from Atlanta, Georgia as well. I have a prophet there called Prophet Michael Oben from Atlanta. It's coming down. Please call me and let me know how you can be a blessing to the ministry. Again, the number is 786-603-0554. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank
God
you so much
you.
To people that are listening. May God bless you. Amen. See you next
week. We see you next week. We love you. Oh, my God. And
Amen.
We will continue to advertise on a global scale concerning the Sons of God Rising, the prophetical 40-day conference. Every single week we are going to the nations, and we are going to propagate this powerful conference. I got to tell you, Prophet, this will be the most powerful conference that I will ever be a part of. I believe that.